This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel says government is working with the education bill as its top priority. Department of Health Services urges people to remain vigilant as the risk of Japanese encephalitis, a mosquito-borne disease, increases. Stakeholders stress the need to amend the Tourism Act to ensure the rights of mountaineers attempting to climb Mount Everest. And two people rescued off India's eastern coast after distress alert from Panama-flagged cargo ship. Now the news in detail. Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel has said the government is working on the school education bill with a top priority. At a consultation seminar organized by the ministry with concerned stakeholders on the school education bill today, Minister Pokhrel said that the process of formulating the Education Act will be made transparent and participatory. The education minister also expressed his commitment to incorporate the suggestions of representatives of concerned bodies in the bill and thereby into the Act and rules. Clear division of powers and effective coordination between the federal, provincial and local levels is necessary with at least 20% of the total budget in education. He emphasized that students, teachers, parents and the government should accept the weakness of education system and move forward collectively for improvement. The Family Welfare Division has urged the public to remain alert and take preventive measures as the number of Japanese encephalitis JE infections and deaths continues to rise. According to the latest report of the Family Welfare Division under the Department of Health Services, 80 laboratory confirmed cases of Japanese encephalitis have been reported in 59 local levels across 25 districts, stating on Sunday, the division said 86% of those diagnosed with the disease had not received the Japanese encephalitis vaccine. So far, 21 people infected with the disease have died and none of them had received the JE vaccine. The highest number of cases has been reported in Jhapa with 10, followed by Kailali and Morang with 7 each, Saptari and Kanchanpur with 6 each, and Chitwan, Sunsari and Nawalparasi East with 5 each. The disease is transmitted through the bite of infected Culex mosquitoes. Stakeholders have stressed the need to amend the Tourism Act to ensure the rights of climbers attempting to summit Mount Everest, the world's highest peak. The call was made at a Silver Jubilee program organized today to mark the 25th anniversary of Everest Summiters Association. Participants stressed the need to make the act, which was enacted in 2035 Bikram Samvat, more relevant to the times and more climber-friendly. Speaking at the program, House of Representatives member Mingma David Sherpa said the Tourism Act should be amended to modernize the tourism sector and ensure the rights of mountaineers. Nepal Mountaineering Association President Purgelze Sherpa said Nepal is one of the world's premier tourist destinations and urged all stakeholders to focus on its development, promotion, publicity and conservation. Everest Summiters Association President Maya Sherpa said the government should formulate effective policies and establish a separate welfare fund for the safety, rights, interests and social security of climbers and mountain guides. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal has said all three levels of government should work together to address land-related problems. Speaking at a program in Dodhara Chandani Municipality today, Minister Rawal said the government has given high priority to resolving land issues and urged provincial and local governments to provide necessary support. She said discussions were also underway on policy reforms to address land-related problems in Dodhara Chandani. Earlier, Minister Rawal held discussions with officials from the Land Administration Office, Survey Office and local governments at the District Administration Office, Kanchanpur, regarding land-related issues. She also inspected the under-construction Mazagaon Airport in Mahendranagar and the dry port in Dodhara Chandani. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar, telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नया जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has said cooperation between the bar and bench is essential for justice delivery process. Speaking at a program organized by the Tanahu District Court Bar today, Sharma said effective justice delivery is possible only through coordination and cooperation among the bar, bench and other stakeholders. Describing justice delivery as a shared responsibility, he called for the active participation of all concerned parties to make the process more effective. Now a sports update. Kathmandu Gorkhas have signed Indian wicketkeeper batsman K.S. Bharat as their first foreign recruit for the third edition of the Nepal Premier League, NPL. Bharat, a former Indian test player, has represented India in 7 tests and featured in the IPL for Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bangalore. He has scored over 6,000 first-class runs. The third edition of the NPL is scheduled to begin in Kathmandu on October 26th. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A search and rescue operation was underway Sunday off India's eastern coast after a distress alert and a loss of contact with a Panama-flagged vessel carrying 24 crew. According to the AP News Agency, two crew members from the cargo ship MV Ocean Winner were rescued late Saturday while three ships were deployed to conduct surface searches for the remaining crew members in a joint operation by the Indian Coast Guard and Indian Navy. Sarbananda Sonowal, India's Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said the two crew members were undergoing medical treatment while their ranks and identities were being verified. The Press Trust of India news agency reported the cargo ship sank in the Bay of Bengal Saturday about 444 kilometers from the Paradip coast of eastern Odisha state. The ship was carrying iron ore from Paradip port to China, Sonowal said in a post on X. Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaibani says the door for diplomacy with Israel is open, urging it to seize a historic opportunity. Al Jazeera cited al-Shaibani's interview with the Reuters news agency as saying he expects the talks over a security deal that would lead to Israel's withdrawal from Syrian territory to resume soon. He said negotiations over the security arrangement were frozen at the start of the US-Israel war on Iran and that no date has been set for a resumption of talks. Al-Shaibani also stressed that Damascus' priority is to halt Israeli attacks, saying confidence-building steps were needed in this direction. The United States has been trying to broker a security deal between Israel and the government of Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara, a new U.S. ally in the Middle East, for more than a year. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, at some places in the hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says government is working with the education bill at its top priority. Department of Health Services urges people to remain vigilant as the risk of Japanese encephalitis, a mosquito-borne disease, increases. Stakeholders stress the need to amend the Tourism Act to ensure the rights of mountaineers attempting to climb Mount Everest. And two people rescued off India's eastern coast after distress alert from Panama-flagged cargo ship. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.